Really?
6 years on the streets of Eugene.
Is it just you guys running the place or what? Well, you called her boss, which is smart.
Yeah, I've learned.
And you did the website, did you?
Yeah.
It looks great. It was easy to find. I was telling you that off the air. It's easy to find. And man, you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're kind of...
It looks nice, though, I'm telling you.
We're kind of busy.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
where are you located?
We go all over town. We start our week on Wednesday for service.
Okay.
That's at Pentagon Federal Credit Union on Country Club Road.
Okay.
Then we bounce up on Thursday to Levi Strauss on Chad Drive by Costco. And Fridays, we're at the Park Blocks downtown where they have Saturday Market.
What area is best for you?
Lunchtime during the week is pretty standard at all three places. Mm-hmm. We do real well during lunch. Pentagon PenFed is probably our best, I would say. Weekends, we save for events like Cuthbert.
Fun.
Sweet Cheeks Winery.
Nice.
Yeah.
Different things like weddings.
So you're open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays then?
Correct. For lunch. And then...
In all different places.
Yeah. Sometimes Friday nights or Fridays are a double for us. We go out to East Springfield to the McKinsey River Tap House.
Oh, cool.
So if anyone's out there that likes bacon and craft beer...
If they don't, they're crazy and we want nothing to do with them.
There you go.
Who are these people? Okay, so this is awesome. What else did you bring in? Well, thank you, by the way.
Yeah,
this.
You're very welcome. That is our special of the week. That's our pork dip.
Oh.
It's a very...
That's my nickname.
Dip,
wow.
Dip. It's a... It's
ooh.
A very...
Don't mind if I do.
It's kind of a variation of a roast pork sandwich, an Italian roast pork sandwich. This has sautéed spinach, Parmesan, garlic.
Getting fancy over there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Brett.
We kick it up.
Nice. What's your most popular dish?
Probably...
Something with bacon, I'm guessing.
We have a sandwich called the Porkfecta.
Porkfecta. Clever. Yeah. Clever. What is it?
It's a trifecta of pork. It's pulled pork, ham, and bacon. Similar to a Cubana, but we don't press it. It has Swiss cheese. On a big hoagie bun that's baked at Bread Stop Bakery. So all of our bread's from Bread Stop locally.
GBD?
GBD.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this one.
Golden Brown Deliciousness. That's the...
Golden Brown Deliciousness. Whoa.
That's the grilled cheese.
You guys are serious. This is coming home with me. Man,
see
I'm eating
you later.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's the bigger version. Yeah.
So now you got, leftovers.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Oh, you... Okay, fine. I'll share. Oh, this guy.
That is Matt's favorite. His favorite.
Really, dude? Yeah. That's fine. Why the food truck? Like, why is that your thing? What kind of, gave you that idea?
I was out of the restaurant business for a while and decided to get back into it, and this was the easiest jump back in.
That's fair. Okay.
Maybe not monetarily, but...
what do you love about making or having a food truck? What's your favorite part?
Getting off work.
Isn't that glorious?
Yes,
you walk out of there.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's clever that you guys move around. I think that's a good idea, probably. Huh?
Well, we use all six tires of that truck. doesn't really make sense for us to moor up in one spot.
Right.
We kind of go where the people are.
It's probably smart in terms of selling things to them.
Especially if they have foldies in their pocket. Money. Money.
Crack that code.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else did I want to ask you? Oh, what's your favorite that you make, by the way? Or do you even eat it anymore?
Well,
yeah,
it's...
Sometimes. not as often as we used
to. It's hard to eat barbecue because I cook it so much.
Yeah.
Most of our items are, off of our smokers. I think the one that I... thing that I don't really have a problem going back and eating all the time is our brisket. We do a Texas style brisket occasionally for a special.
Oh, I see loaded baked potato on this menu.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
For the health conscious.
I would think, are you guys open in the morning? I would think selling bacon, that would go pretty well for the morning time.
Not generally speaking. By the time we get the truck preloaded and get on the road, it's usually kind of past that breakfast time.
What are your times? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from
11 to 2.
11 to 2. You got to get that window.
Yeah.
Got to get in there. How are you doing on the food truck frenzy voting over there? Got NRQ.com pulled up on the other computer there?
I just saw it. It looks like we're riding around third, I guess.
That's pretty good.
There you go. Yeah. It looks like we are rolling third.
Okay. Well, if you guys haven't voted yet, go to NRQ.com and show some love. If you like Bacon Nation, vote for them. I think I love them. This is a great week for me.
Yeah.
This has been really fun.
Saves on your grocery bills, probably.
Right? Yeah. let's see here. Oh, yeah. Who works with you guys? Anybody? Employees?
Yeah, we have several employees. We've got a gentleman named Chris, who's our...
Shout out, Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
You're missing the fun, idiot.
Wake
Just
up.
Kidding.
Wake up.
That was aggressive. Sorry, Chris. My bad.
Yeah, he's kind of our go-to guy. He's our... our guy with all the talent. Yeah,
he's guy with all the talent.
Yeah, he gets her done.
Brett, you seem talented enough. Don't be too hard on yourself. All right, well, I'm going to eat this bacon.
Yeah, get it.
go get it. Have fun tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
It's always a fun get-together. I love this thing.
I've never had beer, but I'm going to try it at Ninkasi.
Really? You've never had beer?
Liar.
Really? I am intrigued. What kind are you going to go for?
I hear they have several.
I've heard that too, and that they're a brewery. If not, they're doing it wrong.
Wow.
For sure.
I'm really looking forward to that.
People love Ninkasi. So party starts at 5 tonight. You can vote till 6 p.m. at NRQ.com for the food truck frenzy. And $1 from every pint sold will go to HIV Alliance and Pride. It's a pint for a cause. So that's awesome. Yep. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, you're welcome.
This has been fun. If you want to hang out later, just let me know.
All right.
Thank you, by the way.
We'll see you at Ninkasi, maybe?
Yeah, probably. I'm really curious to see how this first beer thing goes for you.
Yeah, it could be ugly.
That's what I'm hoping for. I need some entertainment. I've got My Chemical Romance, Lovely the Band, News and Sports coming up on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
On the Westwood One podcast.